So after she progressed for second line, is when she progressed, her CA did not increase, her cough did not recur, her muscle weakness did not recur, and she started to develop a interesting abdominal pain. So when we repeat her scan, she did have tumor progression. Because her PD-L1 was 10%, she actually was put on second line, the avelumab treatment. But for her, it's very interesting. Her abdominal pain, again, I can't explain why she's having it. We did CT, PET, MRI scan, the liver, and spine. We cannot find a source of the pain. But the pain becomes so impressive and unbearable 2 months into the avelumab. And I'm not sure we quit immune therapy. I'm not sure it would have worked if we stick out longer. But so we went ahead, had a next line of systemic chemotherapy.
Hold on, before you get to that, so you weren't sure she was progressing, but she was having abdominal pain that you couldn't explain.
Yeah, we sent to all the specialists, and we imaged her as much. And in the end, it became a quality of life issue that she cannot bear it.
How did she describe the pain?
It's constant with intermittent flare-ups. It's in the right upper quadrant. She does not have impressive liver lesions. There's no spine lesion. There's no bone lesions.
So sometimes peritoneal metastasis is hard to diagnose, and they can cause significant pain and discomfort. They, of course, become evident a few months down the line with ascites and a lot of nodularity. Of course, when you have right upper quadrant pain, you may have to think of non-malignant causes too. Sometimes you can have the spasm of the sphincter, of OD, and the gallbladder-related problems, and that can sometimes cause chronic pain and discomfort. And those are the things that I would think of. And occasionally you can see, of course, lesions in the spine causing radiculopathy, but manifest predominantly in this. Or diaphragmatic lesions can cause pain that are sometimes not easily picked up on the image.
When she was having this unexplained abdominal pain, did you perform a PET scan at that point?
Yeah, we had PET, we had regular CT, we also did just MRI the liver, just in case or something.
And all of those were unrevealed.
They're all negative, and we try to persuade her to pursue continue. We try to say, explain away with alternative etiologies, GI workup. But in the end, the husband got so furious, I mean, just seeing his wife suffering, that was, even though without definitive evidence of progression, we switched treatment.